In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that the Democrats have taken over Congress, the feminists are talking about resurrecting the Equal Rights Amendment, known as ERA. One of them said this would be a great way to commemorate the elevation of Nancy Pelosi as the first woman Speaker of the House. That's a terrible idea. The purpose of the United States Constitution is not to honor people you admire, but to set forth the rights of the American people and the limitations we place on government. The ERA states, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." Now, please note that ERA does not use the word woman. It uses the word sex. It is clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that the biggest effect of ERA would be to put same-sex marriage into the U.S. Constitution. If a man and a man are refused a marriage license, that would be denying a right on account of sex, a violation of ERA. It's also totally clear from the passage of 27 state marriage constitutional amendments that the American people do not want same-sex marriage to be legalized, much less constitutionalized. The feminists are whining that women are paid only 77 cents to every dollar paid to men. That's a complete lie. It is already illegal for a company to pay a woman 77 cents and a man a dollar for the same work. Equal pay for equal work has been the law of our land for 40 years. The 77 cent versus a dollar figure refers to the average pay of all women versus the average pay of all men. And that figure includes women like me, who spent 25 years as a full-time homemaker raising my 6 children without any paid salary, so I will never earn in the labor force what can be earned by a man or woman who spends a lifetime in the labor force. In 1982, the U.S. Supreme Court declared the Equal Rights Amendment dead, and that's where it should stay, dead and buried.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Great.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says company dental plans now consist of pliers and string, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Now, you were talking about the health care there. What was that bumper? What did it say?
That dental plans now consist of pliers and string.
Well, that's the way it was back. You know, I pulled a lot of my kids' teeth. I did.
With pliers and string?
No. They wiggle them till they get loose, and then they just won't, you know. And then I always just took a dry handkerchief and just got a hold of it and gave it a jerk, and then they, you know, put it under their pillow. And
I'm sure they have fond memories of those moments.
The fellow, yeah. I used to poke pills down them like you do a dog. Just hold their jaw open and put it between your fingers and all the way down. And they didn't like that, but, you know, it was sure beat the heck out of...
More fond memories, I'm sure.
Well, it beat... Please do this now. This is going to be good for you, you know, and fiddle.
My mother used to crush any aspirins or pills that she fed me in grape jelly, which is probably why I like grape jelly to this day.
Oh, I was going to say why you hate grape jelly. No, I don't know. Anyway, I have a thing here. This just happened. This is what I was going to open the program with. We got a letter here from the Center for Disease Control telling us we all need to take our flu shots now. And they you can now get flu mist for your little kids. If you don't want to stick a needle in them and hear them holler, why, you can just it's a mist. Now, we've had this stuff for 20 years or longer for cattle. I don't remember. But I know one time we had a little kind of a wreck with a bunch of calves, and they needed we just treated the whole bunch, and I don't remember what the vet used. It was something for pneumonia, or you know, for winter sickness. But anyway, they just squirted stuff in their nostrils. Well, now they've got this thing, same thing for kids. It's called flu mist. And the Center for Disease Control and Prevention could help boost sales of AstraZeneca's flu mist. Hey, we got to help these big multinational corporations, see? The Center for Disease Control now is going to push this product for this chemical company. Just as flu season begins and Americans start heading for their doctors for inoculations. The CDC, that's Center for Disease Control, Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, called for expanded use of flu mist because this company is not making enough money and they're paying the Center for Disease Control to push this stuff for them, okay? It's widely recommended now to include youngsters 2 to 5 years old who don't have a history of asthma or wheezing. I mean, you know, if they don't if they have a little that breathing problem anyway, you sure don't want to use this stuff. The panel had already recommended the nasal spray vaccine, which contains a live, weakened strain of flu virus, as a needle-free alternative for healthy children and adults from ages 5 to 49. See, I'm too... I don't fit into that age range. But they go on and say you can use it for two-year-olds as well, for whatever this is worth now. It's flu season, and they tell us that Americans are heading for their doctors for inoculations. Now, I have a better plan. It goes like this. There are several things that doctors tell you to do. You're supposed to eat right. Make sure you get your fruits and vegetables. Take your vitamins. Get plenty of exercise. Walk for at least an hour a day. Get lots of fresh air. And that'll eliminate the stress. So you can walk to the liquor store. You can put an olive in your martini and a stalk of celery in your Bloody Mary. There you've got your fruits and your veggies. If you drink outdoors in the bar patio, that's plenty of fresh air. And if you can tell jokes and laugh a lot, that eliminates the stress. So, the way this article reads, if you keep up your alcohol levels, the flu germs just can't get to you. Anyway, mother says a shot in a glass is better than a shot in the arm or wherever they put the needle. Another study, this is by Texas A&M, says that the average American walks about 900 miles each year. And the American Beer Institute found out that Americans, on the average, drink 22 gallons of beer a year. So, on the average, Americans get approximately 41 miles to the gallon, or something like that. Now, I started doing this, and I don't keep these things, so don't call and say, hey, how many dollars has the Department of Agriculture let get away. I don't keep these. I pitch them. This is going in the wastebasket in just a minute. But I get one of these just every day or two. The USDA announced October the 19th contracts with three manufacturers to produce 1.5 million radio frequency identification ear tags that are compliant with National Animal Identification System standard. Wonder how much money they paid the USDA to make those ear tags compliant, start with. But then, the combined cost of the contract is $1.7 million. In other words, the USDA is paying this manufacturer $1.7 million to make these things, okay? Then they're spending $2.5 million on research. It's a cooperative agreement in 10 states for research on food and nutrition assistance. Now, I get one of these little things every few days, actually, telling us how much money the USDA has. But, boy, they don't have enough money, they say, to hire food inspectors. They don't have enough money to prosecute the multinational corporations that are monopolizing the Packers and Stockyards Act. Hey, the Department of Agriculture is broke until they want to give some of their money away. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commissions, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we have returned. Now, this particular story should very well qualify for ignorance gone to seed. I don't know where highly educated people can do anything more stupid than these federal employees did. And they're typical bureaucrats. But to make it worse, they are the ones that are heading up the most powerful agency in United States government today, FEMA. FEMA has control over just about anything, and they make the rules as they go. Now, get this. The FEMA employees held a fake press conference. You say, how do you hold a fake press conference? Leave it to federal employees. They can fake anything. All right? Here's what they did. They wanted to get the information out about the wildfires in Southern California. So they arranged to have, now get this, I can't believe they're this stupid. They arranged to have FEMA employees pose as reporters at an event and question Harvey E. Johnson, who is the deputy director of FEMA. In other words, they're going to have their director be the person that they are questioning, and they're going to act like they are real news people. And in order to do that, they held a news conference via the telephone. Okay? And news people could call in if they wanted to, but it was only a one-way, thing. They could call in, but they couldn't answer questions. It was just a listening session. Okay. Anyhow, the questions, here's what Johnson said. Now, he's the director of FEMA, or the assistant. I don't know what he is, but he's one of the top dogs under Michael Chertoff. Michael Chertoff is the head honcho, all right? And Johnson says at this fake conference, I'm very happy with FEMA's response, again talking about the fires. FEMA gave reporters only 15 minutes notice about the news conference, the real reporters, okay, But because of the short notice, the agency made available an 800 number so reporters could call in, although it was only a listening-only arrangement. FEMA's goal was to get information out as soon as possible, and in trying to do so, made an error in judgment, they said. Our intent was to provide useful information and be responsive to the many questions we have received. Now, here's what Chertoff said, and he heads up the whole FEMA thing. He said, I think it was one of the dumbest and most inappropriate things I've ever seen since I've been in government. I have made clear that it is not to ever happen again, and there will be appropriate disciplinary action taken against those people who exhibited what I regard as extraordinarily poor judgment. You know, it seems like most of those people in Washington have extraordinarily poor judgment. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
And we have returned. During the commercial break, Jeff came in, and he said, what did Michael Chertoff mean? He said, let me see that copy. Well, I had marked the copy out. I try to make things go as fast as they possibly will on the air, and if there's something in there that doesn't really mean what I think it means, I just scratch it because, hey, it just confuses folks. Now, here's what he actually said before I edited the copy. I'm going to say what I said, then I'm going to read what he said. Michael Chertoff now, who is the head of FEMA, and he's talking about these stupid people he has working for him that held this false fake news conference. He said, and I'm going to read it like I said it. He said, I think this is one of the dumbest and most inappropriate things I've seen since I've been in government. I have made clear that it is not ever to happen again, and that's the way it was. Now, here's what he wrote. I think it is one of the dumbest and most inappropriate things I have seen since I've been in government. I have made it unambiguously clear in Anglo-Saxon prose that it is not ever to happen again.
When I read that this morning in the story, that was his quote, that, you know,
yeah.
I'm making it clear in Anglo-Saxon prose. I thought, Well, what other language would you be speaking in? Is that some sort of code that, you know,
I have no idea.
I'm supposed to detect out of that normally he doesn't speak in Anglo-Saxon prose, but now he is speaking in Anglo-Saxon prose. I just thought it odd.
Why would he even say that?
Good question. I guess normally he doesn't speak in Anglo-Saxon prose.
Next time I have a talk with you and Beth, I'll use Anglo-Saxon prose. We'll get this straightened out.
Because normally you just simply slaughter the king's English, right?
Right. Oh, anyhow, you know, anyway, let it go. That's good enough. Good enough. They're all just a little bit kinky in there. Now, not only are the bureaucrats a little bit... Bunker called his wife a little bit dingbatty? Hey, we've got 404 dingbats in Congress. Now let me tell you what they've done. I'm going to start with an article written by Andrew C. Wallace on NewsWithViews.com, and he talks about the elites. And I've been discussing elites with you now for years. There's that group that think they're above the law, they think they don't have to honor the Constitution, and they are globalist. They want to run the whole world. And he said, elites control most everything and everybody and are responsible for damn near every bad thing happening in the United States. Elites control everything using the chain of command for treason, consisting of their foundations who rule corporations, which in turn control government officials in all three branches. Many elites are also our government officials. Elites are at war with average Americans in every possible way. They are systematically looting us in our country, converting us into an impoverished nation of slaves and stealing our sovereignty. Elites are the leaders of both political parties. Now, with that in mind, we have 404 representatives from both Democrat and Republican parties that had voted in favor of H.R. 1955, which is titled The Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. Now, you talk about something that's going to destroy the Constitution. With this thing, there is no Constitution of the United States left. The Patriot Bill was bad enough, and this just eliminates practically everything that was left to be eliminated. All right? 404 congressmen now voted on this thing. Also, get the words in here. The Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Homegrown. Are they talking about you and me? Sounds like it. If passed into law, see, it's got to go to the Senate yet, and you know Bush isn't going to veto it. If passed into law, it will establish a commission and a center of excellence to study and defeat so-called thought criminals. This bill specifically targets the civilian population and uses vague language to define homegrown terrorism. Both Republicans and Democrats voted in favor of the bill. This bill is specifically targeting the patriot community, that's you and I that believe in the Constitution, that is demanding the restoration of the Constitution. Hey, we're the bad people here, not these idiots that voted 404 of them. Then they define some different words in this bill. Violent radicalization is any belief system that the government considers to be an extremist agenda. But the bill doesn't define what an extremist belief system is. It is entirely up to the interpretation of the government. An extremist agenda? Hey, Ron Paul has an extremist agenda. Old Brown Derryfield has a pretty extremist agenda, right? They could even define, like I said, Ron Paul. The government, according to this definition, can define whatever they want as an extremist belief system. Now, when we come back, we're going to go into more detail on this bill. Homegrown? Wasn't that what it says? The Homegrown Terrorist Prevention Act. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
But now, most of my listeners know G.D. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfections, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices zoomed up over 2% Friday on safe haven buying as the dollar fell and oil touched $92 on Iran worries. Gold closed in New York up $16.50 to $783.50. Silver jumped 35 cents to $14.17. A series of disappointing economic data has fueled near universal expectation that the Fed will cut interest rates next week, a negative factor for the dollar but good for gold. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646. 800 Bitcoin today.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says the ground is muddiest after you've just polished your boots, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. The ground is usually muddiest after you took off your snow tires. That's when that happens. Anyway. I'm going to change subject just a second here. I want to spend a lot of time on this homegrown terrorism act. But if you were listening to Swiss America's commercial during the commercial break, you heard the announcer say that oil had hit $92 a barrel Friday. And I just happened to think, and I saw this in print just the other day, when Bush took office, oil was $18 a barrel. But we don't have any inflation. Okay, now let's go back to homegrown terrorism. It's called the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007, and 404 congressmen, both Democrats and Republicans, couldn't wait to get their vote cast for the bill. Now, they talk about violent radicalization. So here's how it is described in the bill. It means the process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence and advanced political, religious, or social change. Now, what does that mean? Jeff, you were worried a while ago about what did what did Anglo-Saxon prose mean. What does this mean? See, and this is the definition they give. Doesn't mean anything. It can mean what somebody says it means. That's what it means. Let me read it again. The adoption or promotion of an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. I guess when Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple with a whip that he made out of a piece of rope, hey, that was violent radicalization, was it not? When there's people that say, you know, we need to go back and impeach a bunch of these unconstitutionalist Supreme Court justices, that is violent radicalization. It's even hard for me to pronounce radicalization, okay? Now, what is homegrown terrorism? According to the bill, homegrown terrorism means the use, comma, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group of individuals born, raised, or based and operating primarily within the United States or any possession of the United States to intimidate, or coerce the United States government, the civilian population of the United States, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. Now, did you notice that these people had to be born and raised here in the United States? Who are they talking about? Again, they're talking about you and I. The bill mentions the Internet as a main source of terrorist propaganda. The bill even mentions pro-Constitution Internet radio networks. Now, it doesn't say, it says Internet radio networks. Well, we're on the Internet. We're a radio network. And I believe in the Constitution of the United States. And I pretty well fall under these definitions. The biggest joke of all is that it says, and this is written in this thing, any measure to prevent violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism should not violate the Constitution rights of its citizens. Hey, they're violating the whole Constitution. Come on. The whole thing is unconstitutional. Now, where do they come up with terms like homegrown terrorism? This goes back to one of our greatest modern day Republican presidents, Ronald Reagan. All right. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North directly helped draft the plan in 1984 at the direction of President Reagan to impose martial law in the United States in the event of an emergency. This plan would suspend the U.S. Constitution and turn over control of the government to FEMA. Well, in 1984, we didn't know what FEMA was. We'd never heard of it because, again, it was part of a secret, government that we didn't know about. FEMA, it was there, but we didn't know about it. Essentially, it amounted to a complete and total suspension of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and it was written back in 1984 under the direction of Ronald Reagan. I know that upsets a lot of you Republicans out there that believe that, hey, Reagan couldn't do anything wrong. I have made speeches. I have made this speech, and I've written an article that was printed in the Chronicle back many years ago about lying presidents. And I have not lived through one presidential administration where we weren't told lies. Every one of them lied to us. Every one of them, except I'm not sure about, and someone called me and said, yeah, he did too, and gave it, and I don't remember what it was, but Gerald Ford. I don't remember him actually being involved in some lie that really affected us. But remember Reagan and the Contra deal? Anyway, every one of them. And I go all the way back. I was born the same year that Franklin Roosevelt took office. And he was president the entire time I was growing up. And Truman took office then as I was in high school sometime. So I remembered them all very, very well. Okay. So much for this bill. Now, I don't know anything about when it's going to be voted on in the Senate, what the Senate's going to say about it, but you know, if Bush wants it, he'll get it. And as I said, it's going to just eliminate, just literally eliminate what's left of the Constitution of the United States. Now, the fires continue to burn in California. And now the FBI says that they have evidence of a possible arson there. They think someone's setting some of those fires. FBI evidence response teams recovered materials they hope would identify the source of the fires. The fires have destroyed 1,500 homes so far. 500,000 people have had to leave that part of the country. And my severe critic from Mount Ida sent this concerning the fires and FEMA. And she says this: the poor people affected by Katrina were shipped around all over the country and forced to abandon their homes, jobs, and their mortgages. Remember the mortgages. What happened to those homes after the mortgages were in default? She says, can you spell bulldozed? And with the exception of a scarce few counties, FEMA now has a signed contract which entitles them to implement sustainable communities all over the United States after a disaster, sometimes before. And she says, who signed that contract in your county? Your county commissioners. It's called the FEMA Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan, and it is in your county. And it covers every disaster imaginable, from rain to drought, earthquakes, winds, tornadoes, hails, floods, and wildfires. In other words, FEMA now can come in, if they have signed one of those contracts in those counties in Southern California, which they no doubt have, because practically all counties have it. Just a very few counties would fight the thing, did fight the thing, and didn't sign up. But they could come in, apparently, and just take over. FEMA could take over that property. Now, for years, we weren't supposed to talk about the Council on Foreign Relations. Council on Foreign Relations goes back not all that far. It was back around 1960, I think, or something. But it didn't exist, except in the minds of these mythbusters like you and I that believe that, hey, we do have a puppet government. Now, they've even published books, and you can get on the website and order the Council on Foreign Relations books, and we'll talk about that right after this, but first, these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Thank you.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we have returned. I didn't give our telephone number, and I guess it was because I just didn't even think about it. Most people have it. Your calls are welcome. It's 1-800-973-3779. Now, as I said, for years, anybody that even mentioned or said the word Council on Foreign Relations were considered a conspiracy nut. Now, we've got publications from them. You can get on the website, www.cfr.org, and you can buy books. You can do all sorts of things that Council on Foreign Relations are proud to present to you now. So they've come out of the closet, all right? Now they have a book out titled Regional Monetary Integration. Now, let's realize it's a CFR that is behind this North American Union. And we had those publications out back a couple of years ago, and you could get them yourself, and you should. I guess it's still available, the one on the North American Community. They didn't call it a North American Union. They called it a North American Community. But now the book surveys the prospects for regional monetary integration in various parts of the world. As Wanda says, can you spell a mural? All right. It goes on to examine the structure and functioning of the European Monetary Union, which, of course, is the euro, then turns to the prospects for monetary integration elsewhere in the world. Elsewhere. That's North America, South America, East Asia, Such cooperation may take the form of full-fledged monetary unions or looser forms of monetary cooperation, including the need for a single central bank. Now, we already have a single central bank. It's called the World Bank, which handles the International Monetary Fund. Now, I don't know. I've never been to one of those meetings, but it looks like the Board of Governors are the same. In other words, the other day we had a speaker that was resigning from the International Monetary Fund, and he addressed the Board of Governors of the IMF and the World Bank. But anyhow, they're pushing this thing, they, meaning the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. And by the way, I assume I have a copy, it's a year or two old, of all of the members of the CFR, but I think they keep that thing updated, and you can just go to CFR.org and get a list of their members. There's hundreds of them, and the only member that's running for president on either the Democrat or the Republican ticket is Ron Paul, I think. I know the big name guys and doll are CFR members. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, that's November the 5th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 3,000 head for the annual Winnigan Roundup featuring Angus and Angus Cross calves. Linhart Farms will be selling 500 head of 4 and 5 weight black and black baldies out of new design 878 bulls. Marvin and Monty Reed has consigned a 200 head string weighing from 5 to 600 pounds. John and Denise Simons, Bradley Ayers, and Bruce Crumpacker will each be in with a 100-head string of 5 weights. Other big strings of 5 weights have been consigned by 5 Mile Farm. Steve Kilgore, H.D. Moffat, Tom Foe, Dave Pfeiffer, Ronald Brantner, Bobby Craig, Don Moffat, Joel Fields, Larry Allman, Claybrook Farms, Zach Harris, and Larry Bennett. Most all offerings have been white-tagged and many are weaned for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, November 5th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we're in the home stretch. And I don't know how much more of this. Yeah, Christians don't care. The typical Christians don't care. They can be walked upon, cussed, whatever. That's okay. Turn the other cheek. The United States government has banned the flag-folding recitations at 125 national cemeteries. The banning came as a result of one complaint. Now, I don't have time to go into all of this, but I'd like some time to tell you about going to military funerals. Because when I was a junior in high school, my last 2 years I was in high school, I blew taps at, I would say, I won't say hundreds of military funerals, but I blew taps at a lot of military funerals. And they'd be either VFW or American Legion, and they would always fold the flag. They fold it 13 times and hand it to the family of the deceased. And now they can't do this at a national cemetery. We can still do it out in the country. If you go to some little country church, you can fold, you can have the American Legion or the VFW fold a flag. But it was a complaint about religious content that led to the ban on the flag folding restrictions. The Veterans Administration's employees and volunteers at all national cemeteries now cannot do this. VA volunteers have folded the American flag 13 times and recited the significance of each fold to the survivors. The 11th fold glorifies the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Can't do that anymore. The 12th glorifies God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Can't do that anymore. They say we need more uniformity. So the National Cemetery Administration has prohibited the VA volunteers as well as employees from conducting the recital at all 125 national cemeteries. This is because they had a complaint. Only one complaint. Now, I'm going to change the subject again, but we have now a man that's fined $15,000 because three eagles died. Now, he didn't shoot the eagles. What he was doing, he was killing skunks and raccoons with some meatballs that had a little furadan in them. And the skunks and the raccoonies died. Apparently, coyotes ate the skunks and the raccoonies, and they died too. And then three eagles flew down, and they ate the skunks, the raccoons, and the coyotes. And these three eagles also died. So yet Magistrate Judge Carolyn Ostby, I don't know how she pronounced her name, sentenced Ronald Eugene Tibbetts, 61, to 6 months of unsupervised probation and ordered him to pay $15,000 restitution. She said there was no fine. Well, what was the $15,000? Restitution, isn't that a fine? I don't know. Anyhow, this just proves a point that I have been making for years, and people think I'm unpatriotic because I call the great American eagle a glorified buzzard. If that eagle would have kept catching that fish that you see him catch on television all the time, he wouldn't have died. We've got eagles, and I've watched them pick on dead varmints, on a dead deer along the road. They're buzzards. They are glorified buzzards. Now, they're a little prettier than the turkey buzzard, and they don't fly like the turkey buzzard does, where he just spreads his wings and rides the air currents in the fall of the year. They're leaving now, going all the way down to Acapulco, where they will winter on hotel garbage. But anyway, the guy got fined $15,000 over it. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're